From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the withdrawal of most Russian forces from Syria. The Russian leader said the task before the armed forces has been largely completed and ordered them to begin a withdrawal of the main part of the force. Damascus says it agreed with the move, saying it was a coordinated action. The White House said President Obama spoke about the matter with his Russian counterpart by phone. Josh Earnest is a White House presidential spokesman.
We have talked about how Russia's continued military intervention to prop up the Assad regime made the efforts to reach a political transition or to make a political transition even more difficult. That as long as Russia was aggressively weighing in militarily, they were removing at least part of the incentive for the regime to even engage in those kinds of conversations.
Meanwhile, Syrian proximity peace talks began Monday in Geneva. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura warning if the talks fail, a return to fighting is inevitable. Soldiers patrol the empty beaches of the resort town of Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast Monday, a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18, including 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and 4 French citizens and a German woman. All 3 gunmen were killed. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility for the attack, which targeted hotels. It follows similar attacks on hotels in the capitals of Mali and Burkina Faso last year.
Mes chers compatriotes, en mémoire de toutes les
Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara declared 3 days of mourning. He addressed the nation on Monday evening. This is VOA News. Turkey pointed